Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 21st, 2023, and it has been a busy time. We just completed a great week of Halloween activities with hundreds of campers. It's a respite cure weekend coming up. We had Speed Herrick with his famous Cookies Barbecue Wagon here in Monticello for the last few days. So let's get started and tell you about what's going on at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And talk about donating of time. A big thank you to Gary Watts and the Watts Group from the Iowa City, Coralville area that spend 2 days up here at camp volunteering to do a lot of maintenance type work around the camp that really needed to be done. They've been doing this for years and years and years. A great organization, really believing in giving back. So a big thank you to Gary Watts, who's a big supporter of our triathlon every year here at Camp Courageous, and all the staff from the Watts Group that came and donated so much time to Camp Courageous. Campers, this past week, it's been Just For You Week. It's a week in which we set aside several times a year in which the campers that have the greatest needs come to Camp Courageous. Had a wonderful time with them, a big Halloween theme, and they had a super time. Friday night started our respite care weekend, and that will go to a Sunday afternoon. It's a great time for parents to have a little break from the day-to-day care of their child, and it's a great time for the campers to have here at Camp Courageous. We had a super turnout for the Halloween dance, which included a haunted forest, the zip line, and the dedication of the new Musco light system and our miniature golf course. And oh, what a show was that. Musco developed a system to put music to the lights. And so not only do you have the regular lights that light up our golf course area, but there's also lights of a variety of different colors that come down the poles. And Musco has the technology to put that to music. And we had a great Halloween tune to start off with. And then it was followed by Queen's We Will Rock You. So the campers were dancing away. Everybody was having a great time. And once again, a big thank you to our friends at Musco for providing an incredible light show. We'll be showing that throughout the year and here on out. Some of the highlights of the dance, of course, included the costume contest. Every year, these campers do just such an incredible job of dressing up and coming out for our Halloween celebration. The travel campers boarded the American Lady up in Dubuque and spent a day traveling the Mississippi River. A big thank you to our friends at the American Lady for giving the campers this great opportunity. It's always great food, great scenery, and the folks are just so hospitable to our campers. Received a nice note from one of our staff of 4 years, Jacob Neiman. Jacob was just an outstanding counselor. Everybody loved Jacob. And he went on for a higher position. We're always thrilled when one of our staff can have a great experience here at Camp Courageous and move on to bigger and better things for themselves. This is Jacob's note to us. Thank you, everyone, for a great 4 years serving the amazing campers served at Camp Courageous. I wouldn't have wanted to be affiliated with any other organization. Thank you all for making Monticello my second home and being there for me when I experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I am saddened to be moving on, but I am so grateful for the opportunity to be closer to my family and continue giving to individuals with disabilities. Beyond blessed. On to making smiles happen. Two disabled legs, one overly able heart. And that's sincerely Jacob Neiman. All the best to Jacob, just a wonderful person who brought a lot of good things to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to our friends at the Maquoketa Kiwanis for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to their club. This wonderful group have been supporting camp for the past 31 years. We can't thank them enough for all they do individually and as a group, all the volunteerism and all the financial support. We were very pleased to receive the note that our nature trail that we've been working on received an award. Here's the note we received. We are pleased to inform you that the Camp Courageous Nature Trail Project in Monticello, Iowa, has been selected as a recipient of the Recreational Trails Category Award for the 2023 Excellence in Concrete Awards presented by the Iowa Ready Mix Concrete Association and the American Concrete Institute of Iowa. So a big congratulations to all those people that worked on that project. Dan Lawler from Bard Materials nominated Camp for the award, and we're looking forward to going down and being a part of that. A big congratulations to our dear friend, Ron McGovern, from used to be from Clinton, now lives in the LeClaire area. He worked for Service Oil for many, many years. That was their business. He was among the first petroleum marketers to come to Camp Courageous and to select Camp Courageous to take under the wings of what's now called Fuel Iowa. Ron celebrated his 90th birthday, and the whole family gathered together and presented Ron a check for $3,000 to Camp Courageous in honor of his birthday and all the good that Ron has done. Ron, once again, is a super individual. Happy birthday to Ron, and a big thank you to his family. A big thank you to Speed Herrick from The Sauce Man. He brought his Cookies Barbecue wagon to Monticello. Had a great turnout. A big thank you to all those people that participated. A thank you to Fairway for allowing them to put the barbecue wagon in their parking lot. And once again, a big thank you to Speed for doing this fundraiser every year for Camp Courageous. There's still tickets available for the 2013 Fiat that we're raffling off. Our need of the week is 55-gallon trash bags, something that we go through constantly here at Camp Courageous. Memorials this past month, we've lost many dear friends, including Jack Henry Carstensen from Cedar Rapids, Barbara Hughes, Roberta Reed, and Mary Lynch. Our sympathy goes out to those families, and we thank them for choosing Camp Courageous for their memorials. Camp Courageous is looking for a marketing director. If anyone knows somebody that might be interested in this, we think we got the best organization in the world to market, so we appreciate people applying for that job. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend, stay healthy, and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.